It's the 23rd of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds. Funding for families facing cost of living challenges has been made available by Central Bedfordshire Council until the end of March. £100,000 will be allotted to those in need through its children's centres, including those in Flitwick, Shefford, Stotfold and Sandy. A mother of six, with five of her children requiring special needs, described how the fund helped her when her cooker broke down. She said, "A visit to our home to view our broken cooker, my family was awarded a cooker, which was a huge benefit. We are forever grateful." A spokesperson for the CBC said, "With children's centres acting as a first point of contact in the community for many families, the fund will help with the cost for food, utilities and other essential items." The government's National Planning Policy Framework, introduced last December, will mean that housing construction targets for Bedford will need to be raised by 30% annually. This would mean that 240 additional homes would need to be built, increasing the number from the current 970 homes to 1,210. An unnamed individual was fatally struck by a Thameslink train at the Biggleswade rail station on Tuesday. Emergency services attended just after 6 p.m. A spokesperson for the British Transport Police said the incident was not being treated as suspicious. A Thameslink spokesperson said that the work of the mental health charity The Samaritans was very important and that they support the work of the organisation. National Careers Service representative Ziggy Anderson will be providing employment and further education advice today from 12 to 4 at Robinson Pool and Fitness Centre. Mr. Anderson said, "I want to help as many people as possible. If there's something you've always wanted to explore or a career that's always intrigued you." That's your Bedfordshire News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.